This is the last of three lectures that pertain to collaborative partnerships as they relate to family-driven care. So far, we've discussed how systems are beginning to mandate family involvement and family-driven care. This includes families choosing support, services, and providers. It also includes families setting goals, designing and implementing programs, as well as monitoring outcomes, partnering in funding decisions, and determining the effectiveness of all efforts to promote the health and well-being of their children and families. These are reflected in Goal 2 of the President's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which called for consumer and family-driven services. We'll continue our discussion regarding family and professional partnership, reviewing the role of family and youth organizations and the role they've served and continue to serve as a catalyst for change. We'll discuss how having families as full partners enhance collaboration beyond the program, agency, organization, and direct service levels to include advocacy. We'll review the roles that parents and youth have taken over the past decade in developing policy, impacting funding and legislation, and reducing stigma. We'll highlight specifically the advocacy roles that youth have assumed because it recently emerged and is growing in steam. Lastly, we'll briefly review research on the effectiveness of these collaborations.